advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
I see you've been sitting in my chair, Brent.
All I can smell is Tinker Toys. Dave witnessed the chair seating. It fucking blew up on me. I was sitting there and it tried to eject me forward. I didn't touch shit.
Hmm. I wasn't talking about the chair. I was talking about the whiskey at my station over here.
What do you mean?
There's whiskey over here. Bottles.
These?
Whiskey. Yeah. They were over here.
I was organizing stuff when I cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a unit of distribution.
That's what he calls it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not drunk. I'm just organized.
I was organizing my guts with new whiskey. Is that what you were doing?
Hey, I haven't had any
Sammy Walsh. Sammy Walsh actually I have a question from Sammy Walsh, but when we were talking, when he was giving me the question, he said he's going to send us some stuff and some whiskey, some stuff and some goods, some wares. And I told him,
good, I need to get organized.
I'll have to have a sip of it before you drink it all. And he thought that was funny because it's true. It's true.
I haven't finished any of the bottles. I even left that jar right there. Look at that jar.
That's true.
That's like the last donut.
You know who did finish a bottle though?
What?
Fucking Brian Ross. My favorite whiskey.
He did.
The Westward.
He's coming back for a little while. He's going to be in town.
Is he?
Yeah. It's good.
Not allowed down here. I'll drink the whiskey. Yeah.
So anyway, what's going on?
Hey, the live's working.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a change.
That's good.
Yeah. As an educator, every 4 years, I'm forced into the ultimate racket, which is the forced TB test.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't teach unless you get a TB test every 4 years, which I was bitching about it for a month and not doing it. Because it's just a big fucking pharmaceutical company racket.
Yeah.
Like they just get, they get paid for someone to fucking stick some shit in your arm.
I've had it before. Is it if the bump goes away, you have it?
No, if it gets flares up.
If it goes crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I know it's like a nodule they put in you. Yeah. It stays like a lump. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if it goes crazy.
I've had it before.
But here's the thing. So I finally go in. I was supposed to do it in like November.
It's probably a real threat. Your public exposure is crazy.
It's not a fucking real threat. You take antibiotics and it fucking goes away.
Nah, man.
Ask Doc Holliday. He fucking died.
He did.
Yeah. Who's going to be your Huckleberry, Dave? Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go down to the occupational doctor and it's even this.
You can't even go to your own doctor?
Well, you can, but you have to pay out of pocket.
No.
Like the district picks a doctor and says, if you want it for free, go to this person.
Right.
So you end up going to that person. They used to have, it was awesome, this like junky Millennium Falcon rickety rust bucket fucking x-ray van would drive and park in the parking lot and you would just walk out there, get nuked,
right,
and you're good. But that doesn't happen anymore. So I go down there and what I thought was the ultimate racket is an even ultimate-ier racketer.
They could just be inoculating you with some zombie virus.
Well, no, here's the thing. I go to this one. Big, crazy occupational sports place, bunch of receptionists. There's a reception desk that's for tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go over there. Don't fuck with us. So I go up, hand them the paperwork that I'm given by my college, ask if they need to see my medical insurance. And they say, no, we don't. We've got this form. So I fill out the form. They hand me a piece of paper, say, go fill this piece of paper out. I sit down. It's like four questions. Have you done IV drugs with someone who has TB?
Yeah.
Like just fucking ridiculous questions. Have you gone to TB?
Is there any other way?
Have you gone to tuberculosis stand and drank water out of the river?
Like, what if you say yes? They're testing you. Well, those are inconsequential questions.
No, here's the thing. I answered no to all the questions.
I would have said yes to all of them. Do you have HIV?
That's amazing. You
walk back up
it.
And hand it to them. They fucking stamp my form and give it back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, you're good then. Like, it's an even bigger racket than I thought. Like, this doctor,
they didn't even
just
do
got
it.
Paid for a full fucking office visit for me to
weed,
walk up.
It's like a weed doctor.
Yeah. They just handed me a piece of paper. You? No.
That doesn't make sense.
No. Well, they didn't need to because I answered no to all the questions. Oh. If I answered yes to any of the questions, they would have stuck me.
It's the honor system TB test.
And I've had a lingering cough for like 2 months. I might have tuberculosis.
You great. No, I actually need to sound tested. Like you do.
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit. Yeah.
I so like I thought it was a complete fucking racket for pharmaceutical companies, but apparently it's a complete fucking racket for occupational.
Why don't we open up a TB stand?
No well, shit.
One that's of the symptoms for TB is sounding like Tone Loc fuck Seth Rogen. And I'm going to say, like, you might be high risk.
Yeah. You're high risk.
Right. I'm your Huckleberry.
And the cough. Yeah. And quoting Doc and Holliday. Quoting, yeah, while like, sounding like Tone Loc fuck
tuberculosis,
Seth Rogen.
You get tuberculosis and you automatically start sounding like
as
a, Doc
the funny thing is, as they were, like, literally as they were stamping my form to declare I didn't have tuberculosis, I had a coughing fit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I pulled out a handkerchief and had a coughing fit right in front of the desk. No one even batted
and there was blood on your handkerchief.
That's kind of like, crazy. Well, you have had that fucking cough as he says it.
Yeah, but you like in our valley though, in our valley, you keep like I had a cold.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and every January I get a cold and sometimes it turns into fucking bronchitis and I gotta go get, you know, antibiotics. Sometimes it doesn't. This time it didn't. But I just have a lingering cough. I wake up, I start coughing. I'm coughing, cough throughout the day.
Yep.
You know, it is what it is.
So according to a piece of paper that I marked boxes on, I don't have tuberculosis.
Yes.
So if someone gave that piece of paper to Doc Holliday, he'd have been cured.
Yeah. I don't have it either.
I almost died last week from pistachio overdose. We think. We're not sure.
Yeah. Tell me this.
So I jokingly said on the podcast last week, like, hey, someone gave us.
Okay. I'm going to pause before the story because I'm going to have another coughing fit and I want to sample this whiskey because it might stop my coughing.
It might. Okay. You should have.
So what whiskey is this?
This sorry. Is more from Brett Gonzalez and Brian Johnson. Johnston, sorry. And it's more of the High West whiskey.
Johnston.
Valley Tan?
Valley Taint.
Yeah, it's a different one.
Yeah, Valley Taint. That's on the, it's for the Valley people Taint. That have video there.
We live in the Valley's Taint.
Right. Yeah, that's where
Bakersfield.
I'll be honest, it doesn't smell like anything. The bottle smells like Tinker Toys, if that means anything.
No, it smells like something.
It's great, again, just as the other was.
Less smooth than the other one, a little spicier.
It is spicy. Is that rye?
You can't smell anything out of the bottle.
It's oaky. It
it's that wood thing. It's Tinker Toys. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
It almost tastes. It has a hint of
Tinker Toys. See?
It smells like Tinker Toys.
It has a hint of vodka.
Like, it's reminding me of the smell of Tinker Toys.
There's like
when
cinnamon.
I would open the bag
I'm
of
getting
Toys.
Cinnamon right now.
Yeah.
Anyone on board with the cinnamon train?
I'm getting hard. Woods. Mm. Hard woods. The smell of really like oaky woods. Yeah.
Like a Brazilian maple.
Yes. Exotic. So, okay. I jokingly said, it's inhumanly possible to eat the quantity of pistachios in nature. Like, there's no way anyone would ever be able to go and gather pistachios and roast them and then use the salt of the sea or something to provide that quantity of sodium. But as it was, before me, I had 25 pounds of pistachios inside of a fucking box. Not even trying. It's more trying not to than it is trying to.
Do or do not.
Yeah, it was there just an open box of pistachios, and there were no limits. Mm-hmm. Like, I gave him a pillow, you a fucking pillow full of it, like giant fucking bags that were like 5 pounds. We all ate a shit ton. Didn't even look like we phased the box. It was bottomless as far as I was concerned. Mm-hmm. Hovering over the trash can.
I'm kind of worried that the box is past tense in your language right now.
No, it's still up there.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's past tense to me because I'm not touching it again.
You said bottomless. Are we talking about Bigfoot?
Yes. Okay. My lyrics are bottomless.
All right.
That's part of the joke. Someone will get it. Fly to the Concords. So I, for 3 days, consume as many pistachios as time allows during work between computers, whatever, over the trash can. We're vacuuming constantly so it doesn't look like a fucking bar room. And then I was standing there and I was like,
looks like Roadhouse Grill in here.
It did. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, I'm fucking kind of dizzy. I don't feel right. I feel kind of crazy. And I was like, I'm just unscrewing this power supply. It's not like hard labor. I'm inside a fucking building. I'll be okay. And then all of a sudden I was like, damn, no, I got to fucking take a knee, man. And I was like, I took a fucking knee and had my hand on the counter. I was like, oh shit, I got to lay the fuck down. It got worse when I dropped. And then it got super bad. I was like fucking Jodie Foster in Contact. I was in some kind of gyroscope, dude. I was on my back fucking like upside down, sideways, backwards. I didn't know which way was fucking up, dude. The world was fucking spinning, dude. And I started to fade out to white. And then that turned into a fucking panic attack. My heart started pounding. I was like, oh shit. So I rolled over face down in the tech. CJ was like, oh shit, you want me to call 911? I was like, nah, man. I'm just like, it's more like just dizzy. It doesn't feel like a heart attack. I don't have any pain, nothing weird. I'm just fucking scared because I'm so spun right now. I can't tell which fucking way is what.
Yeah.
I just need to ride this shit out. And I thought, it'll pass. It'll pass. And it just wasn't passing. I was like, fuck. I don't want to say call 911. Then the phone rang. And he's like, do I get that? I was like, get it. The customer walks in. Get it. I just fucking, just let me lay here. I'll fucking scream if I think I'm going to die. And so I just fucking laid like face down with my like arms under my chest until I thought I could crawl to the chair. Because, you know, that's the right thing to do.
That is the right thing to do.
Forget not call 911.
That stupid 911. You and Flav are in alignment.
What are they going to do?
I will die, obviously, because that's clearly how I reacted in that situation.
No, because my son was having a seizure, and we called the ambulance.
But they were little seizures, though.
Yeah, they were little
seizures. And by ambulance, you mean the delivery guy.
Yeah, they brung breadsticks.
they brung them.
Yeah. They said, man, this is crazy bread. I can't believe this is happening.
That's a crazy seizure. You need some crazy bread.
Yeah. But no, they came and like he was kind of like becoming back aware of what's happening. And if you ever watch a kid come out of a seizure, it's kind of scary. Like they don't look right.
It's okay. I'm becoming back aware.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, they like took his like, pulse and stuff. Right. And they're like, oh, no, well, yeah, I mean, you know, even you might want to make a doctor's appointment.
Baby
I'm
pulse.
Like, cool. Like, all right. And they just left. Like there was no... Like if you're not blue at the lips and actually dying,
right?
Fucking, they're not gonna do anything. So
blue at the lips. That's another symptom too.
It's a band.
Seth Rogen and blue at the lips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both those happen. You're fucked. You got TB for sure.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I fucking rode the wave. Got into a chair. Finally stood up in the doorway and like slowly walked over to take a piss. Got some bubbly water because you know that's what you do if you might have had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Piss in a bubbly water.
Yeah.
And then I fucking just rode the day out. Skipped the gym in the morning. Still felt dizzy. Apparently my blood pressure was like fucking 170 over 90 something, which is not good. So I drank some beet juice because I read on the internet it causes vasodilation or something and it would lower my blood pressure. So I went to Nature's Market and paid $10.50 for a cup of fucking flower bed that was bright red. Drank that shit and it dropped my blood pressure. I was 120 over 80 after that. It fixed me as far as I was concerned, but I remained dizzy. So then, like you do, I went to Rite Aid. I walked, by the way.
Call 911? Nah, just give me some beet juice.
Yeah.
So I walked to Rite Aid and I got a blood sugar test thing, you know, for diabetics. Cause I was like, well, my dad's diabetic. Like maybe I fucked around too little too late, been fat, been skinny, fucking went on keto a million times. I probably ruined my fucking like insulin, you know, I have insulin resistance or something's wrong. So I test my blood sugar, fucking fine. It's not that. So then, I steal my wife's Fitbit and my heart rate is like, my resting heart rate's like 60, between 60 and 68 or something, which she panicked and said it was low. And if it's under 60, it'll kill you or something. But no,
it's not true.
I don't know. But then I started having like, palpitations that night. And I was like, fuck, dude, I kind of have heart palpitations. But maybe it's like, just like heartburn, you know? But that's the famous thing. I thought I had heartburn and then I died.
He had heart polyps.
So I took a half an aspirin because, you know, that'll just fix that, I heard.
An aspirin. Yeah. Aren't you supposed to just take an aspirin?
No, you're supposed to take a load.
And it has to be Bayer.
So I think I might have taken a quarter. And then the next day I took half, but it was tainted with AIDS. I got some of the old European batch and now I got AIDS. That's not. And that's how you make tacos. No. But I still don't feel right. I feel like it.
You know what,
I'm on the edge of exertion.
I was going to tell you.
So I'm going to get to the doctor.
You taking any allergy medication?
Negative. I'm not taking any.
So I was getting dizzy too. I was having like, almost like I couldn't breathe because I was, you know, coughing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking some Aleve D and that shit, it fixed.
Oh, it fixed
the dizziness. Yeah. Cause I was getting, well, they have other, you could take an allergy medicine. Cause my wife, same thing. She was getting like dizzy and like motion sickness all from allergies.
Right.
Like, so they gave her
great. I would hope
they gave her promethazine, which I didn't know was an allergy medication.
That's right. The sequel to Prometheus.
Yeah. And promethazine's magazine version. Mm-hmm. And, so that
graphic novel,
that was Aleve D.
I take a leave D. Okay.
I'll leave
it's
D's
a, it's a cold in sinus. It's
nuts.
A cold. Yeah, because if
insert
you're,
joke
yeah.
here.
No, that's not where
no. I'm leave these.
Well,
because
Brent
alone.
Said he can't take a leave, so he just has to take the D.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's, I knew there was a joke.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I'll leave me alone, bro. I don't like your dick jokes.
Yeah. No, it works for me, though, like, because it's a cold and sinus medicine. Whenever you get, like, a sinus infection or something, like, you'll get fucking dizzy as fuck.
But the only downside is if you're having high blood pressure, that shit will fucking spike it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like maybe the sodium intake probably was what happened, and then it gave me anxiety. But I have a little tightness in my chest.
You might want to try to take like a fucking Ativan and see if it fucking knocks it down.
I don't want to take that shit.
Take your Dodge Caravan.
I have access to all that. Take a Dodge Caravan around the block. Yeah. See what happens.
Put you to sleep.
No, Ativan's like in and out of your system.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is cocaine.
That's true.
It's just fucking
upper downer
tamps down the nerves.
Yeah.
It might stop my heart or some shit. I should probably just go to the doctor. I'm going to the doctor, but we're like constantly changing insurance, and I know that won't last. I have all these factors I keep putting in my head that don't really matter, but
right.
I've been to the ER so many fucking times with like wife's brain surgery shit that like,
yeah.
I know that if I go to the ER, they're going to fucking keep me there for like 16 fucking hours until a doctor signs off.
You got to go on the right day.
If you walk in and say, I don't know, I'm kind of dizzy and I'm having a tightness on
my chest.
They'll
tell you to sit down and wait.
They'll fucking.
Yeah.
No, because what they'll do is they'll take your blood pressure and stuff. Right. And if you seem okay, you'll be fucking.
I won't be though. I'm hypertensive. As soon as I get in there, I have to tell them, chill out. I'm going to breathe for a moment and do meditation. And then you take it again and it'll be fine. And it always
you're
is.
One of those weirdos.
Yeah, it's like spiked and I can sit there and watch that shit go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's good.
I was talking about Sammy Walsher there. He has a question. He's a two-time hot dog water drinking champion.
Mm.
Also known in the Midwest by his wrestling name, Sammy the Sex Trafficker Walsh.
That's an hot dog water drinking?
That's an odd name.
Yeah, he's a two-time hot dog water drinking champion.
I heard he trains at the gym, but he just goes and puts a straw in the old man's fucking spa.
That's,
like, there's just like six old dudes sitting in there and just sucks down that hot dog water. It's the cheapest way to get it.
Yeah.
It's that or you got to boil hot dogs all day.
Mm-hmm.
And like time-wise, you just go to the gym, there's already hot dogs in the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he says, you have a barrel of wine.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, if you don't know, Sammy likes wine.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wine connoisseur.
Likes wine.
He likes to wine.
Whiny bitch.
Yeah. So you have a barrel of wine. Mm-hmm. You drink the wine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the barrel? Now, remember, wine barrels have a nice taper to them. They're smooth and refined like the wine they carried.
Well, now that you put it that way, I was going to say I would plant something in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like cut it in half and make planters out of it.
I'll plant tulips in there.
But now that you say that, how was the wine?
I'm sure it was delicious.
Then I would plant heirloom tomatoes.
Hmm.
I'm going to name it Daryl the Barrel, and I'm going to put a hole in the back of it.
I think they have a hole.
Yeah, it already has a hole. Fuck that.
Or whatever.
It's a bunghole.
Then all I need is a name badge.
It's a bunghole. It is a bunghole.
I'm just going to need a triple X flannel and a name badge that says Daryl.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking set. Yeah.
Home Depot.
Next.
Home Depot name.
Yeah.
Name tag. Yeah.
Daryl the Barrel. Yeah, I'm not even looking back, man.
Yeah.
And it actually is called a bunghole.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's where it comes from?
That's where it comes from. So you can...
Yeah, you get a hole in the back of the barrel, a bunghole.
It's a bunghole.
I could keep teepee in it.
Yeah.
For my bunghole.
Teepee in your bunghole.
Yeah. And for cleanup later, for me and Daryl.
Yeah. You could fill Daryl up.
Mm-hmm.
That'd take a long time.
That would take a long time.
That would take a long time.
I get harder with time, like a cum stain.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
A nice cum stain. They can finish the wood, sand it down, finish it with a nice cum stain.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Take a winner.
It all happened a long time ago.
Instagram secret agent Stanton, John Stanton, posted on El Yucateco's post. So all you have to do is participate and you get shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's really that easy. He really didn't do anything.
Right.
Like he's a lazy piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's truth.
He used his thumbs, like did a little tiny, you know, two sentence text post.
I don't know what the kids call them
these days.
The Chipotle El Yucateco as well. It's hard to get one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can really brag.
Mm.
Save that for last.
So John Stanton, congratulations. You are the hot ball sack winner. Is it a hot ball sack? Hot bottle sack. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah.
I was confused.
Yeah.
Skull member of the month. I'm using the wrong mouse. Sorry.
It happens.
For January, Brett Gonzalez. We've already talked about Breck a little bit. Mm-hmm. Here's a little more fun facts. Many people might not know that Breck has been an award-winning actress for many years. She goes, it's most likely because she goes by another name in her films, Jamie Take It All. Her newest film is an adult horror film called The Black Inside. It's been nominated for three Golden Dong Awards.
Nice. So. It's a drama, though. Yeah.
It's a horror.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, horror. It's called a horror drama.
Yeah, it's an adult horror film. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. We have some famous fans, famous listeners.
So speaking of The Black Inside. The topic.
Oh, yeah.
But Black Guys Children.
That's right. Black Guys Children. Yeah. It's an entire episode.
Well, I was going to say
about you know, children.
Foster children, pretty much.
Oh, man. You still order Black Guys Tea and say Black Guys Tea?
I do.
Yeah.
How can you
not? Black Guys Tea. They just look at you and take your
$3. They can't say it. They're not going to ask you if you just said Black Guys Tea.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, meow. Yeah. Meow, come on. Yeah. You know? And you throw the meow after. Yeah, right. Meow. Like, now I know you're fucking around.
Meow, you're just fucking with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look wimbly. At them like they're racist if they bring it up. Jesus Christ.
Whoa, bro.
Fuck.
Jeez.
Can I talk to your manager?
So when I say Black Guys Tea, you that's what you hear?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean,
I'm about to give you a black guy.
Yeah.
Punch you right in it. What? Yeah. No, it's not a threat. I'm
about to give you a
here,
black guy.
And you just hand him a little Mr. Teeth in the 80s.
Yeah.
Here. Black guy.
That's what I hate about black women. Like, all of them always have two black guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
So some of this shit, I'm like, bullshit. I don't know. Folklore. But if the stories are true, it creeps me out.
Out of curiosity, when were you researching this?
I did some last night, and I did get a little on fucking edge. Like, I did the Chupacabra thing, and I fell asleep. But I'll tell you what scared me most.
I want you to know that if it weren't for Vaughn and me going to bed super early... You would have gotten Chupacabra.
It's less about last night. It's less about Vaughn.
Call me or go to my house or some shit.
I was gonna sneak up and like knock on your door later.
It's less about Vaughn and more about him going to sleep early.
Yeah. Well, it's both. It's a half and half. But I even texted. Brad.
Honestly, that would have been really fun.
You guys were gonna go to my house.
Oh, I could have fucked with you.
I fell asleep watching. But the problem is, a lot of the fucking things were so corny on this that it was hard to take some of it seriously. But
I even thought about texting your wife
to get in on it
and trying to get her. Since I wasn't going to go, I thought about texting her and asking if she would chupacabra you when you were doing it.
Yeah, I went to the movies.
I was going
to
go buy like an old. Like 1982 Buick, and then
you took it far.
Roll up and screech into the driveway, put a bag over your wife's head, and kidnap her.
Right,
and then take off down the road, no license plate. You come running outside in your boxers, like what the fuck's going on? Jump in your car.
I wear boxer briefs, but
whatever. Same thing.
Snuggly bugly.
Yeah.
No, but when I came down here to set up the cameras and shit today, and like make sure everything's rebooted. I have a legit uncomfortable feeling walking past that fucking thing. And it was mostly because all morning I was doing the black eyed kids thing, but God damn, our that room? Fucking thing just makes me super fucking uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You guys are here and it's like, what are we going to all three fight the fucking paranormal? But like, it's tussled down there. It's fucked up. It's not, that's not how it was. I'm the only one that comes down here. Like, why is the curtain fucked up?
I don't know.
You guys fucked with it, huh?
No. I did not fuck with it.
You're tripping.
I'm going to take the curtain down, just clean that shit out. And
I don't know,
like,
but that's where the black figure that ran through the door, that's where it ran to. Yeah. It just disappeared right in there.
You can feng shui the shit out of it and
feng shui. I'm going to give it a nice feng shui. Nice ficus in there.
Get rid of the heebie jeebies. So, Black Eyed Children, this has been the number one voted topic on our fan board.
Long time.
For a very long time. So we finally pulled the trigger on it. So in most of the articles that you read, even though it turns out if you dig deeper, this isn't true. Most of the things that you see say that this started in 1996.
Not true, Dave.
Not true. I think it gained the most traction in 1996. You but there are instances of it happening before
that. You want to know why? The internet.
Exactly.
It's questionable as to, like, did it come about like Slender Man on the internet, or did the internet just bring it to just people's attention? Right. That happened to me, you know?
Yeah, I think it's been something probably.
Mm-hmm.
But then once people had mass communication from all over the world,
exactly,
it just became a bigger thing.
They could share stories.
Yeah, 96 was when the AOL was big.
Right, right.
You know, so that's when people were instant messaging each other. Did you see the black guy's kids?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
baby kids. From there.
Yeah.
It's 96, it was baby kids.
Baby kids, yeah. It's true.
I forgot about baby's kids.
It's perfect Dave time. Didn't. Perfect time.
Yeah. Let's change the topic.
I think people are kind of...
Baby kid!
All right. I don't know what the fuck I was going to say now. You baby kidded the thought right out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Are you hip to the baby kids?
It's like a sonic gun. Huh? I remember baby's kids. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, they even had a cartoon, huh?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. Cartoon. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
There's a whole comic routine leading up to them.
Yeah.
A lot of deaf comedy jam going on there.
I found a Def Comedy Jam. No. I found a Def Jam Records jacket with a spot for an album in the back.
Dope.
At the thrift store. But I was so poor that week, I couldn't buy it. I went back when I had money. It was gone. It was $37. And I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I know that thing's probably worth money, but I can't do it. And I went back. It was gone. It had a spot for record in the back. It was crazy.
So there was a spike in the sightings in 2013.
Well... I contribute that to the film that they did the Kickstarter on.
Oh, for
2012.
Sure. No, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So a film came out and they ended up doing a little 2-minute like promotion. Like it was public relations. It was like a fake 2-minute video of like, so look at these
some interest.
Like, you know, and it was kind of like a Blair Witch scenario.
This video
it was like trying to make it look like this is a real phenomenon. But it was really just tying into the film and people saw this clip on YouTube, didn't know it was associated with the film and it spiked.
And they thought it was real.
But so the whole, should we say what and who they are, or should we start with where they spawned from?
I think what and who they are is important because that way, I mean, people might have seen them and not know.
That's true. You know? That's true. So the black-eyed children supposedly are... So a summary of a typical black-eyed children encounter. So it's usually...
I want to start with this. I think that they're goth Mormons. And then as you list the rest, it'll just all fall into place. Yeah.
You might be right.
They're the opposite of the children cult in Australia.
Right.
With the blonde hair.
They are.
It's the other.
They're Mormon outcasts. Yeah. They're like, you can't dress like that here with your eye makeup and shit.
So the bulk of it is people who are at home. Sometimes it happens on the road if you're in a car, but the bulk of the encounters happen to you late at night at home. So, there's a knock at the door, usually at like, you know, 1 a.m, 2 a.m, 3 a.m. You're
Mormons,
asleep.
It's just kind of a different time of day. Yeah. Because they're goth.
The typical person who sees it, you know, it's the middle of the fucking night, so you're not just throwing the door open. They peek out the window, they look through the peephole, whatever, and it's usually two kids, an older kid in their teens, and then a younger kid, I don't know, six. The range is
between six and 16.
Yeah, 6 and 16. And usually one is on the 16 end, and one is on the 6 end of that equation.
Which if I had not known this, if that happened to me at 2 a.m, some kids knocked on my door, I'd be cautious as fuck. Even though it's kids, I'd be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
and
why
right
are
now?
They wearing nightgowns?
Yeah,
who wears nightgowns anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, defenses are up.
So,
I'll punch the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's known. Yeah.
So people usually crack the door to see what these kids want. And one of the through lines with everyone who says that they've seen this is that there's never a moment where they look at these kids which a lot of people would do often it happens during a storm or it happens in a snowstorm and a rainstorm. So it's horrible weather outside, cold out, whatever. There's two kids on your front porch in the middle of the night, knocking on your door, and no one has the urge of like, oh fuck, get these kids in out of the cold.
Leave them out there.
Everyone looks at the kids and they're like, what the fuck is going on?
The natural instinct would be, oh shit, protect. Like bring these children
exactly.
in, get them by the fire, warm them up, get them a blanket, make them some fucking cocoa or
something.
But
that's not the case. No, everybody, and some people even say that like, a husband or a wife who didn't go to the door, like they're, you know, if someone says, hey, there's two kids out here, they're like, oh, we should get them cocoa. We should get them in out of the storm. And then as soon as they come by and like, as soon as they're nearby, not even necessarily seeing them, as soon as they're close, they're like, fuck these
dread.
You know, like that's my wife, you know, she bought me the Ring doorbell, you know, so you can talk through it, you know? So what I would do if I seen the kids out there, I would just put on It's a Hard Knocks Life by Annie and play it through the speaker.
Yeah. So they can walk away.
Yeah. Sorry guys.
That's the best thing to do.
Yeah. Just normal children. That's right. What I do.
So there's something that's not right about them. They usually, get there and then they are begging to come inside. Often
that's what she said.
Often they ask, they often say that their parents are coming. And they need to come inside, or they tell you,
I'm sorry.
They tell you that they tell you that they need to use your phone so that they can call their parents.
Well, that's just the neighbor's kids that parents were coming.
Yeah.
And they kicked them out. She's like, oh God, I'm coming. Oh God, I'm coming. Yeah. They kicked them out. Yeah.
So
thanks. So I didn't have to do it.
Yeah. The kids are usually incredibly pale with like blonde or light hair.
Well, emo kids usually are.
Mm-hmm. There's two instances. Some of them, they wear modern clothing that almost looks like urban, like some fucking hoodies on, and some shit like that. Yeah. And then the other half of the accounts, like people in Pennsylvania and stuff, straight up think that they're Mennonites or they're Amish or they're, because there's something they totally look like antiquated.
They're Amish kids or Mennonites or they're gorilla fans.
Exactly.
I was going to say something, but I don't have to say it, but I have to give the warning because I was just going to say this. Trayvon Martin was a black eyed kid.
Right.
Yeah, the hoodie was
crazy.
Yeah,
it was all justified. It changes everything.
Sometimes they're wearing sunglasses at night, so they can.
Yeah.
Or they wear long bangs to cover up their eyes because they don't want people to see that they have completely black eyes.
I thought they wanted you to see them. Like you look into.
Well, eventually, yes, but they want to get close enough to like hit you with their creepy zappers.
Their best shot.
Yeah.
And then
they only go out. Wear the sunglasses at night.
And they have the bangs. Uh-huh.
Robin Hood, look into my eyes.
Yeah. When they get close to you, how do they move the bangs? Do they do a little head flicker or do they use their, you know, finger to draw the bangs away? Or
I don't think they do. They creepily nod, like turn their head up and look through their bangs.
It's gotta be creepier than
with
that.
Their black eyes.
It's gotta be like if they're looking down at their shoes.
So it's not sexual.
And then they kind of look up at you and then,
Their hands are to their side.
So it's not sexual at all.
No.
Okay.
They usually travel in pairs, and then as soon as people see the eyes, that's when the dread like doubles down. And
we need to say, like, right now, could you pull this off? Yeah. Contacts are cheap. You can go some bullshit fucking Halloween contacts at the superstore probably that does.
They're hard to get in.
Yeah.
Right.
The full eye contacts, they're hard to get in.
Yeah, and you probably shouldn't buy them from the Halloween store because they're made in China and they probably have fucking like plutonium in them.
And complete.
Back then, that was not really a thing, I don't think, right? Right.
And complete blackness. It's not like, oh, look, they have black eyes like a basil. Right.
I watched an interview, like, they said that they talked to like a physician. They said if your eyes were truly black like that, you couldn't see.
Yeah.
For the way that the eye operates.
But these are demons.
Right.
And people say that the eye holes are actually jagged.
What's the guitarist for?
Steve Stevens.
No.
You got him injected?
The guitarist. No.
Slash.
Limp Bizkit's guitarist. What's his name? The monkey dude.
Ted Durst.
No.
John D. Monkey Dude.
I don't know.
Guitarist. He's famous.
I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah, people know. Borland. Wes Borland. Okay. You know. Yeah, see? He wore the full black contacts.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, with the full eye. That's what it reminded me of.
Right. So, but some people say that their eyes, like, it's not just that they have black eyes, but like the eye holes are like jagged, gaping.
Some said that, and some said it was like reflective and bulbous. Right. Yeah.
So different things.
I don't know. He has the black.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's like creepy.
It's fucking creepy as fuck. Even though he's not a black eyed child.
They fill people with panic and dread. As soon as they see them or get near them, they usually are polite when they first ask to come inside and kind of sing songy in the, in their voice. And it's usually like, there's a bunch of different encounters. Like some of them is
sing songy. Like, can we come inside?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I think just rhythmically or something, but it's either monotone and sing songy. Yeah. How's that happening?
Maybe we think sing songy is different than it is.
But they always come up with a reason that they need to come in, and it's never because it's fucking cold out or there's a storm. It's like they have to call their parents. Like they'll say, "Our parents are coming. Can we come inside?" Right. Like that's one thing that's often said. Hmm. The older one will often say, "I need to get him or her, the younger one, into your bathroom." Right. Like they come up with different reasons, and then when people say no, they start to get like. Again, two different accounts.
So one account, have to be invited in? Like they can't just barge in?
Well, that's part of the thing. One account is that they stay completely flat and they just keep repeating over and over exactly what they said the first time with no variation. Mm-hmm. And they keep doing it louder and louder. And like,
or they're adaptable like a salesman at the door.
Right.
And they can react properly.
And then, and a lot of times they get more and more angry because they're not.
Maybe that's what it's sing songy. That's what I remember. John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
Yeah, that's still monotone. That's
my and like name too. One account that
then
I read.
It gets louder and louder.
Can we come in? Yeah, like that. Yeah.
One of the accounts was that the woman who looked and saw them, like, the details were when she was doing stuff on the other side of the door, the kids could never have seen. It was like the door was locked, but she was reaching for right when her hands touched the other lock to lock the other padlock, like the instant she touched it, the kid would quickly say it again.
Right.
And like, right when she would back away from the door, the kid, the kid was reacting to what she was doing.
They think they were like telepathic. They would look at each other and possibly be communicating, or they would predict your behavior as soon as you thought it. Like there's the kid that was going to run and he's like, don't run. Like there's some of those stories. Yeah.
And then, so some of the abilities that they allegedly have is psychic or telepathic abilities. And people think this is the case because the two children will often look at each other and then interact as if they just said something to each other that no one else could hear. There are some instances where people claim that they ran into black-eyed children and then they, like, years later in a different town would run into the same exact black-eyed children using the same exact catchphrase to try to get into their house.
Yeah. It seems so weird to me because if we try to, like, break down, like, what the fuck is it really? Like, from scientific perspective, they don't need permission to walk in your fucking house. Like, why would there be that weird rule?
Vampires
unless they're just playing a game. They're like, hey, you have to say this as many times.
And sometimes they say, in some of the instances, they'll actually, when they start, the ones that get pissed off will finally get pissed off and say, I can't come in unless you say I can come in.
Right.
And that, like,
but why the game? Yeah. Unless it's like aliens playing a game. They're like, okay, we're going to go down there and we're going to pretend to be kids, but we won't do a perfect job and the eyes will still be fucked up.
Right.
Even though we can emulate their entire fucking anatomy, we can't get the eyes right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then we anal probe them. And it's like,
Jeff, just asked to use their bathroom.
No, Jeff,
and that's
we don't have to anal probe every human being. Like, stop with the anal probe. Okay. No, we anal probe them. No, dude. We don't need to anal probe. Okay, look, if they invite us inside, you can anal probe.
Right.
Okay.
But then they don't. Their parents show up and the anal probing is over.
Exactly.
Well, they have anal probing fever. That's why they want in so bad.
Or even if they're demons or something, why would they need... those parameters are weird to me. The restrictions are fucking weird to me. Mm-hmm. And then from what we see, nothing ever really happens because no one ever really lets them fucking in.
Well, there are some instances where they do let them in and allegedly bad shit happens.
Or we don't hear about it because they're fucking dead.
Right.
Those people that
disappear. Whenever you have...
That's
like,
the answer to those mysteries. Yeah. It was
spontaneous
all
combustion, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But any urban legend, like, you know, vampires, werewolves, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, there's the black-eyed children, like there's all demons, you know, God, the Bible, Mickey Mouse, fucking
lamp,
whatever.
Carpet,
there's always
pictures on the wall.
Exactly. There's parameters, right? You know, there's always some weird, like, vampires are allergic to or don't like garlic.
Yeah.
You stake them through the heart and they can't come in unless you let them come in. Right.
They're not
so bullet. Like, so
some
like,
of
there
them
has
don't
to
like
be,
oregano either.
There has to be everything. Every urban legend or whatever is given some sort of safe place.
Right. There's
you
a
know
way
what I mean? Like there's
them.
A way, you know, a demon.
And it's usually
a
folk remedy that you
them.
Have. It's not some obscure fucking shit.
So like a lot of it seems like it's made up to scare somebody, but you can do these things, you know, the type of thing, you know.
Right.
Kind of weird, but I don't know.
So some of the other abilities they allegedly have, some people claim that they're what they would call a broadcast empath.
I've never heard that term before. Yeah. So I know empath, like you feel what
you feel what someone's feeling, but the broadcast empath would make you feel what they want you to feel. And some people think that that dread is either an intentional broadcast empathy where they're forcing you to feel it, or a complete unintentional thing where they're just like giving off some energy that makes you feel that way just because you're in their presence.
You guys seen Bird Box, right?
I started it. I haven't seen the one.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. So it's kind of the same, like something's making you feel a certain way.
The ending
of that movie was shit.
I saw Glass last
night. Angry about it.
It's actually good.
I'm 20 minutes into Bird Box and that I'm not.
I liked it. It was all hyped up and people are like, oh, it's really good. It's really good. And it was okay. Like I didn't get mad at it. Like I was like, oh, okay, it's filmed different. Like it's kind of cool. And then but I was like, why are these people running around? And then the end, I'm like,
there's some questions where I'm like, hey,
well,
why would that happen?
I just don't like, and somebody else had said this to me.
No spoilers.
I don't like,
Dave hates a spoiler.
I don't like movies, where it's like this thing's happening, but it doesn't explain the thing.
Right.
Right.
You know, like it's just there and it's happening. And you're like, well, how? Like,
well, I was pleasantly surprised
disconnect
that Shyamalama Ding Dong and fucking Glass. I was just like, I usually fucking hate on him. And it had 36% on Rotten Tomatoes. But my daughter was going to move with her friend who had nothing to do. I was like, fuck it, we'll go. We'll just go. It's fine. Let's just go and see.
What's that one about?
It's Watchmen, or not Watchmen, Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
And then Split. Have you seen Unbreakable with Bruce Willis?
No.
Oh, no? Have you seen Split?
No.
Well, I can tell you nothing then. Okay. But it's like it's the sequel to that sort of. It brings those universes together. You like Split. That guy's a fucking good actor.
No, I've heard, from what I've heard of Split, I think you would like Split.
He has...
Nothing to do with the other ones. Because you could watch it in complete isolation. Yeah. It doesn't need to be part of it. And that's, I mean...
And you'd like the other one too,
Unbreakable.
But the guy from Split, he's called the Horde. That's his comic book character name, and he represents 21 personalities that are battling inside of him, and
who
they're all worshiping the Beast. It's in that universe.
There is no comic.
Yeah, there's not really a comic, but he's like they're comic book characters in the movie, and his is called the Horde. And then he just constantly switches between those characters. And there's like an 8-year-old kid. There's like a fucking refined like British lady. There's just a bunch of shit. And then there's one called the Beast where he just fucking wrecks people and murders them, and he can fucking scale walls and shit. And so they're trying to convince him like, hey, you're not really superheroes. It's all in your head. And they're like in a mental institution. Yeah. It's good.
No, I do want to see. Yeah. I need to see Split. I haven't seen that yet either. So they apparently people think that the black eyed children have the ability to hypnotize because even though they are completely filled with dread,
that's how I quit smoking, Dave. So don't doubt them.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, even though they're completely filled with dread and they're terrified of these things, they all, not everyone, but a lot of the accounts are like, but for some reason I really wanted to let him in. Like I was terrified. I didn't want to let them in, but I just felt compelled. Every time they spoke, I felt compelled to do exactly what they were saying.
Just a tip.
But you're at the bank and you're a teller and then they have a gun and you're terrified, but you were compelled to give them the money. You know what I mean? Like just because you're scared doesn't mean you're not compelled to do something.
That's a form of mind control though. You used fear to get them to do it. So same thing. Yeah.
So big one is some sort of electronic or radioactive field around them. A lot of people report flickering lights, power outages, weird light bulb factors, et cetera, which if these things are real and if that is a trait of theirs, I would say that could easily account for the feeling of fear.
They're powered
because if you're getting hit with some weird fucking electrical current, it might make you feel that.
They say EMF fields will create that. Yeah. Well, they did that God helmet thing or whatever. They put it on people. That was so interesting.
Well, and I believe they're powered by wireless Tesla coils.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So that's what gives them that field.
I have one in my pocket, but I don't want to show you. Yeah,
it's okay.
It'll upset you.
And then, so one other thing is they say that sometimes they use weird old fashioned expressions. Sometimes they'll come in and tell you that they need to use your telegraph instead of your telephone. And they'll kind of say weird things like that. And they'll ask for weird things at the door. Like they might say, you have to let me in. I need ketchup to put on my apple.
Did you see that one where they're like, is it food time? Is it food time? I think it's food time. You need to let me in.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
and I have to say, those details right there.
You know what?
That was very K-Pax, like very alien, eat the banana with the
pale. They are. You know what they are? What? Cats transformed into humans.
Maybe.
But they have cat minds. Still.
Well, those details to me were very Men in Black.
Right.
Men in Black say things that don't make sense,
yeah.
make weird requests about food that don't right. make sense. They don't understand how the modern world works. That's a big trait of Men in Black. You can go back and listen yeah. to the Men in Black episode. But then I suddenly thought maybe these kids are just like Men in Black babies.
They're baby Men in Black, yeah.
Like the, and when they say their parents are
oh,
coming,
they haven't grown up
two
yet.
Men in Black are about to show up and pick them up, you right. know.
When that happens in one of the stories.
Yeah, it does happen in one of the stories.
You remember that scene in K-Pax where Kevin Spacey eats the banana with the peel on?
I don't.
Really? You're just going to ban Kevin Spacey from your mind now? No, you've washed him away?
I don't
away?
Even remember.
No, Kevin Spacey's movie, acting is amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm not ever going to say it isn't, but cool. I don't know. I might not have even seen K-Pax.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some cool science behind yeah. it.
Kevin Spacey in Seven.
Seven? Is he in that?
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's season, like Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. Am I thinking of a different movie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I erased Kevin Spacey from my mind in that one.
He was in all the Usual Suspects too.
Well, that I know. Duh. I won't say anything because spoiler.
Yeah.
I just spoiled it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Kaiser Sose is actually in a box.
Give him the keys, cocksucker, motherfucker. What the fuck? Fucking love Benicio yeah. del Toro though. Yeah. Give him the keys, cocksucker, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Yeah. So those are the traits of the black-eyed peas when they come to people's houses. And again, the phenomenon started in 96. So when I start to, like, as I've done with most of the supernatural stuff that we look at, I'm a lot more interested in cases that came out before the
internet.
Fever broke.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what I did? So I went and correlated black-eyed kids sightings since it really blew up in 96.
Right.
I correlated black-eyed kids sightings with the Black Eyed Peas tour.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing is,
it took a lot of yarn and pins, but Brad and I made a map.
Made a map.
Yeah.
And it fucking, everything lines up.
It all lines up.
So whatever city the Black Eyed Peas were in, Black Eyed Kids would show up. At that
so
time.
Much like
Fergie Suspect. I'm just going to say that. I don't want to spoil anything because we're going to write a book, but Fergie Suspect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Much like Banksy shows up when Massive Attack travels.
Exactly.
The Black Eyed Kids show up when the Black Eyed Peas travel.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Yes. A lot of correlation, a lot of hard facts and evidence, but it's there. They're there. I mean, there's some wonky things, but we're going to work those out.
Right.
We used to have a lot of research to do.
Yeah.
So
it's worth looking into.
It is.
So the original story is from a guy named Brian Bethel, and he claims that in Abilene, Texas, he ran into black-eyed children, and this was the first time it showed up on the internet.
He didn't report that shit for a couple of years.
Yeah, it was 19.
Though,
he had this encounter in 96, and he was on a ghost hunter forum.
Which means that's like, well, maybe did he frequent ghost hunter forums prior to that? That's
right.
The weird thing. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he was obviously in that, you know, art.
Or did
Bell
he go looking
kinda,
because it threw him into it?
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe. Yeah, that would make sense.
What's the guy on the Coast to Coast, George? What's that guy's name?
Stephanopoulos.
Is it really?
That's like the, you know, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a noise type of thing?
Then
like,
does it make a
if
bear
you're,
shit? Does a bear if, shit when
yeah,
a tree falls?
Yeah, does a bear shit when
does
a tree
bear,
falls?
Does a bear shit on the Pope when a tree falls?
Yes.
Yeah, when there's battleships, you gotta have a screen
but
door.
It's one of those things where...
What?
Yeah.
Get out of the kitchen. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Stones
taking off all my clothes.
Yeah, two birds and a snake. There's a bush in it.
There's one
it.
Basket.
I'd fuck a bush if there's a snake in it.
One basket.
You hold
a square
its
hole.
Yeah.
One basket and a square hole. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I hate dingleberries.
Well, you know, I love gathering moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only on the north side of the tree, though. Mm-hmm. Funniest thing.
I broke my house yesterday.
If,
throwing rocks.
If,
glass. I should have known better, though.
Yeah. You're stupid.
I don't know.
I was saying, When people are looking for, like, if you're constantly looking at cryptids and aliens,
someone out there tuned into this show because they had an encounter with black-eyed children and they're shitting their pants and terrified and their life has been changed forever and they just got this.
No, you don't take me serious.
Well, I think you're a black-eyed children because you said tuned into this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old timey.
you're speaking all singy songy.
And you're black. You have two black eyes.
Do you have any ketchup for my apple?
I got something for your apple.
All right. The
baby's arm holding an apple. Anyway, there's, I wonder if like if you're constantly searching like cryptids and aliens and conspiracy, just like conspiracy people,
right.
If you're constantly looking at conspiracies, you're more apt to think everything's a conspiracy.
Right.
So like if you're a ghost hunter, always in ghost forums and all this stuff, are you more apt to see like ghosts, like even if they're not real,
sure,
as opposed to somebody who just isn't looking?
For sure.
You know?
Well, like the Google Dream thing, how the Google Dream finds faces in everything. We run those pictures through and finds 27 corgis. Faces. Yeah.
And corgis.
Peacock corgis.
Corgis.
Yeah. The fuck is
fucking
going on?
Weird. But no, there was actually one of the skeptics, a guy by the last name of Milhorn. He's a paranormal investigator but he's like, I don't like from the stuff I read about him. He's like a skeptic, not a believer.
Right.
Like he's a paranormal investigator.
But you're still a paranormal investigator, though.
He continues to waste his fucking time, though.
Yeah.
Right.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, some paranormal investigators, the ones that I would consider the more legit ones, they do believe that some of this shit is out there,
right,
but they also believe that 99% of the cases are fucking wackadoos that are making shit up and don't even know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but anyway, he talks about specifically the black-eyed kids as an urban legend. And he says that he even says a quote from him, he calls it priming. When you read about a phenomenon, you are more predisposed to be attentive to it. Reading reports of black-eyed kids might make you more attentive to kids and teens seeking your attention in the dead of night.
Like you locked your kids outside and you're like, oh fuck.
Only an activator stimulus that is appropriately vague in the right circumstances sets off the connection between the knowledge in your brain and your senses, making a false connection between the two and leading you to a flawed conclusion that isn't supported by evidence. He says that priming, a thing called pareidolia, which is perceiving a pattern where none exists, and a frame of reference of scary stories make people falsely perceive experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading a bunch of fucking black-eyed children things, you might be driving your car and see two kids walking down the street and be like, oh, fuck, they didn't have eyes.
Run them over.
Yeah.
for back
us,
up.
Right now, though, for us, in perspective, there's a mass shooting tomorrow. Your first instinct, and I know it is like, nope, that's some bullshit. They're probably running
you
a fucking
know what,
drill,
like, I don't,
and they want some gun control.
I don't.
And the fucking government had three guys hiding back there in fucking black jackets.
I don't necessarily do that. Like, I might look at it a little closer.
Me neither. Never mind. I was just kidding. There's probably a lot of crazy guys that do that. I mean,
it's like the Vegas shooting. You know, like,
right.
Like it was at first, it's like, oh fuck, like somebody fucking shot this shit up. Like, I had family,
right?
Like, and right. I had friends there. And it's like, oh, fuck, like that shit happened.
So if King Podcast sure got blood on it, man. Someone's head got blown off next to one of our fans.
It happened. But then like all this weird shit starts coming out. Yeah. So later on, like I like to let it roll out and then be
for
like,
sure,
oh, fuck, something's weird.
Right.
You know, it's so like,
but
I don't.
That's exactly the definition that Dave just read, though. It's like,
we start
making connections. When there's lack of information and an instance is vague enough that allows for the infusion of this correlation that may not exist.
Right.
It's just like, it's
or
the other
side of it too, though. It kind of opens your eyes to things too, you know, to where you're perceiving that thing, but it's real, and other people don't look at it that way.
That is the other side.
So it's like, yeah, you have like this, either your mind's open to it or it's, if you're closed off, you either aren't looking at it or you perceive things a different way.
It's like in the novel Dracula, Van Helsing, who is the professional vampire hunter out of all the people who are now hunting Dracula. Mm-hmm. Like at one point he tells everyone, every single thing that is weird, even if your rational mind wants to just dismiss it as being logical, you need to write it down and you need to report it to all of us.
Right.
Which, A, it helps because the novel is written as a series of letters. So if he didn't say that, there wouldn't be as much content because they wouldn't write everything down. But B, his logic is we might have all seen.
Might dismiss it.
Like we might all see cockroaches crawling up the wall.
Right.
And none of us think anything of it. But if all of us report it, then it's like, fuck, he can control animals. Maybe those cockroaches are him or spies.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, so his thing is you need to start paying attention to everything, no matter how small, because it might lead to something bigger. And that could be sort of the opposite side of that. You know, like you start to see the things that are supernatural because you see more things that
you're paying attention to.
Right. Right.
Like if you never look at the stars, you're never going to see a shooting star.
But if you look for creepy shit and you genuinely start seeing creepy shit that is supernatural, if such a thing exists, you become more predisposed to see it because you keep seeing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. But so Brian Bethel talks about his first encounter. He runs into two kids. He's in his car. He sees two boys and they're in the hoodies variety. Mm-hmm. And they knock on his car window. He says that one was about 9 and one was about 12. This is in 96, by the way. So they ask if they can let him into the car and give him a ride back home because they need to get to their mom to get money so they can go see the movie Mortal Kombat.
Right.
See, and this doesn't seem fishy.
Right.
But, no, I'm just saying it kind of does. Like, why are these kids asking a stranger?
Right.
That's the fishy part. True. But like anything about it, they're wearing hoodies. They want to go home to get money to see a movie.
Yeah, 96, they didn't have a cell phone.
You're right. Like, nobody wanted to see Mortal Kombat.
Right.
That's fucking weird.
So
fucking weird.
But again, he said that it's dark out. They're knocking on the window. And his immediate reaction is, holy fuck, I should just drive away from these fucking kids.
It's just kids.
Not like, what the fuck? These kids, I'm going to give them a ride to their goddamn mom's house. Like that, his reaction isn't whatever your normal reaction would be. It was pure fucking terror. And he referred to one of them as the spokesman because it was the only one who talked. And apparently he kept getting more and more upset. And when he finally looked into his eyes, he saw coal black eyes, you know.
When was this?
This is in 96.
96. I wonder, how old were Penn and Teller?
Oh, they were fully active in 96.
Right. I was thinking.
And at one point he started to bang on the window. The spokesman did, and he got really pissed off and said, "We can't come in unless you let us in. It's okay, let us in," and start screaming that they want to get in the car.
Yeah. At that point, homie takes off.
And he fucking drives off, freaking out. And I have a whole interview with him. I'll post the show note link if I remember.
Now, this guy was already researching paranormal stuff?
We don't know, but we know that he posted that story 2 years later on a ghost hunting forum. That's where the story broke out, was he posted it on a ghost hunting forum 2 years later.
But the thing is, if nothing had ever happened and he wasn't into the paranormal, that if that shit did genuinely happen to him, I can see why 2 years later he'd be trolling around on paranormal forums because he's trying fuck.
Am I the only one? Has anyone ever seen this? Yeah, for sure. If I ran into some fucking kids that have black eyes back in the day like that, that would scare the fuck out of you.
So a guy named Jim Harold recently.
And then maybe the internet wasn't even prevalent at that point. Now he gets into a forum for ghost hunters. That was 2 years later, 98. That wasn't even really that common.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So he had to really make an effort.
A guy named Jim Harold interviewed him recently and asks what he thinks the black-eyed children are. And Bethel says, quote, "I don't know for sure. What I do know is that they are predators and we are the food. I don't think they eat us in any literal sense, but they do want something from us. Maybe they do just want to kill, but I tend to think the design is far more complex than that. Until you've been on the receiving end of those terrible dark eyes filled with hate and torn from the very depths of night and time, I'm not sure you can understand. The people I've spoken with who have truly seen them understand completely."
That's like one of the things I think about when we're talking about this is that how many things there are on this earth, if they are real, we're fucking doomed. Like the missing 411.
Right.
My wife wanted to watch a documentary and I was like, here's missing 411. We'll watch that. Like, even though we did an episode on it, there's new information on it. Sure. There's more than the 411. There's 2,300 or there's more.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, you know, and then it starts getting into the aliens and, you know, he's not saying it's aliens, but he thinks it's aliens, you know, but like all of these different ways that people disappear is mind boggling. Like you have there's black eyed children, there's people disappearing when they go to these sections of the earth. There's fucking missing people all fucking over the place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Right.
You know, like if there is something, then it's fucking, that's scary.
Right.
Because well, we people just fucking up and disappear.
Really.
No, like, I know.
Think how dumb we really are.
No, like, I know.
Right. We got cell phones, but we really don't know what the fuck's happening. We could barely leave the planet.
Well, and
I mean, we don't know what's in the bottom of the ocean.
And
it's entirely possible.
98% of the land is not even inhibited.
Right.
Or
right.
Inhabited.
I was thinking about the other day, and I've probably said this before, but thinking about reality like a signal, right? So like if you're watching a TV channel, like you're on channel 24. If you just turn it to channel 25, it's a completely different fucking existence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So like, is this like, are we, is it,
you went from ESPN to the fucking food
network.
Like,
well, is reality like able to phase in and out? Is that what's happening? Like the other guys know how to change the channel. They jump over and grab some shit and pop back. You know, like, is that,
That's fucking
who
scary.
Knows? We don't know.
Yeah. Right.
You can't see Wi-Fi. You can't fucking see all that other shit. You know, if you had predator vision, we'd have a headache because fucking there's shit flying at us.
Right.
Yeah. So who knows?
Know. There's a guy named David Weatherly who wrote a book called Black Eyed Children. And if I had any time to read, I might actually be interested in looking at this book because one of his goals was he read every instance he could find everywhere. And he started
to his coast to coast interview.
Did you? Because he started to come up with kind of a formula of these are bullshit and this one might have something to it.
What's the guy's name on Coast to Coast? George. I cannot think of that guy's fucking
George
name.
George Nori.
Stephanopoulos.
It's not. Is it really?
George Nori.
I don't think so. Well, here's the reason I wanted to bring it up.
Thanks for acknowledging
on the interview with David Weatherly. He kept saying, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm dealing with fucking Stephanopoulos over here. So anyways, he's talking to the George guy and he kept using the phrase, do you know what else is curious? George. He kept saying, do you know what else is curious, George? The thing that is, and he would move on and he was just saying, that's curious, just George.
He was doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I was like, is he doing that on purpose?
He is.
Can't be trusted. This guy can't be trusted.
Well, maybe, I mean, what, you can't be a paranormal guy and be funny too? Like,
no one was stopping and laughing, but maybe he was doing one of those things where I'm like, someone out there is going to get that.
Exactly.
All right.
So, or but he didn't know. Like, he's just like, it's so into it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know.
But one of the things that he said is that when he was doing his research, he looked for cases that never use the term black eyed children.
Right.
Because then, like,
you know that
you're exposed, you've read it, et cetera. But
dark eyed Amish.
Yeah. Two instances that he saw that he thought were
crazy emo kids
were in 1974 in France. A similar thing happened. There were two people driving through the countryside. They drove by a house
out
in the middle of fucking nowhere. And there were five children wearing gowns, like nightgowns.
They said almost touching the ground, all similarly dressed with colored dots on them.
Yeah, colored dots on them. And they were just walking around the house, fondling the house.
That part painted a picture for me. Like I visualized that so clear, these little 4 foot tall things.
Which again, if you're
said
tying,
one was like out, like caressing the house.
But if you're tying into, we can't come in unless you let us in. It's like, that makes it even creepier.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are they doing?
They're like at the windows and shit.
Just touching the house. And
they said like three were off by themselves. One was standing by the fence, just fucking watching the car cruise by all scary. And the other one was, one was rubbing the house. Three were like in a little huddled group. And the other one was standing by the fence. But his description was fucking horrifying. He said that their noses were turned inward. They had yellowish skin and their eyes were the size of billiard balls in fucking shiny black when he looked at it. And he said they rolled the window down as they cruised by, like, what the fuck is that?
That's aliens.
The window? Yeah. And they fucking like wave their hand, like,
come on, over.
Come this way, like, come closer or some shit. And his buddy fucking freaked the fuck out and was like, get the fuck out of here. And they took off. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's alien.
So that's the 1974 France one. And then there was one in 1950.
And that's way creepier than the ones in the hoodie.
Totally.
Like, the ones in the hoodie that want to go see Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, I don't.
But for some reason, that guy was filled with dread.
Yeah.
And there's weird shit like that.
A lot of shit happens, though. Like, did he have a prostitute in the passenger seat? And he's like, oh, fuck.
He's on edge.
Yeah, I mean, like,
did you see the one about the pit bull, Dave? There was like someone knocked on the door and this guy is this fucking pit bull that's
Tank?
Like at the door, like woof woof, like he's fucking like not scared of shit. And the guy fucking like opens the doors, a little kid and the fucking dog like scrambles on the linoleum fucking tile shit on the travertine tile, trying to fucking back paddle all the way into the fucking kitchen, like pissing itself, scared of a fucking kid. And he's like, what in the fuck's happening? And the same thing happens. There's a story about like an old lady and an old man or something. All the fucking cats are scared and hide under the couches and shit.
Yeah. And that's a regular one. Like usually when there's a dog, the accounts are that the dogs were riled up and angry.
Right.
And then as soon as the kids are about to speak or they do speak or the door opens and the animals see them, they fucking hightail it out of there.
Animals
they
go from, know some shit.
They
too.
Go from, I'm going to kill whatever the fuck is out there to holy shit, get the fuck out of here.
I saw a video on the internet the other day, a hawk fucking, there was a hurricane coming and the hawk flew into this guy's car and wouldn't leave. Like, fuck it. This guy might smash me, kill me, and eat me like chicken legs, but I'm going to fucking hang out with the guy.
Well, it's the fight or flight.
It's the fight or flight thing. He picked it up and took it in his house and stayed with him because it knew a hurricane was coming, and that Hawks was his best bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, hawk elbows.
Yeah. Hawk eyes.
Yeah. How would you hawk elbows over there?
So,
it's the new thing. Yeah.
There's
Hackalito.
One other case that I saw, which is one where they let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a case in Vermont, and I'll post the link to it. It's an interview with this woman.
I just wanted to stay there.
Probably. Yeah. But rural Vermont, out in the middle of nowhere, she wakes up to a loud banging on her front door. They're on a dirt road out in the middle of nowhere. People regularly slip off the road during snowstorms because they're not paved and it's all fucking dicey. So people will show up and knock on the door in the middle of the night and need to use the phone or whatever. So there's knocking at the door or no, before they heard a noise, the motion lights came on and they looked out and saw footprints in the snow that came from the road over to the driveway, but there were no cars.
Yeah.
The front door, you couldn't see the front door from that window, but she could tell that there was somebody standing near the front door.
Creepy as fuck.
And I saw the article has a picture of footprints in the snow. I don't know if they're supposed to be those footprints or if it's just footprints in the snow. I don't know that it matters. It's just fucking a picture of footprints.
Yeah.
But so she wakes up her husband and says that she's going to, and now someone starts banging on the door. And he goes and opens the door and there are two children standing in the snow, looking at the ground, a boy and a girl. She said both of them were probably eight. They're dressed strangely, had odd haircuts. They,
very Children of the Corn. What year did that come out?
Yeah.
Children of the Corn?
Earlier than 96.
Children of the Corn is in the 80s.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like a bull haircuts, fucking black eyes and shit.
So they ask if they can come in. And again, 84. She even says, if I saw two kids standing in a fucking snowstorm in the middle of the night, my instinct would be bring them in and give them cocoa. But my instinct was, holy fucking shit, what's up with these kids? So they wouldn't make eye contact. Her husband asks if they wanted to come in or ask if everything was okay. And they asked if they can come in. And her husband even had that sense of dread and looked at her like, what the fuck should I let him come in? And all they said was, they'll be here soon.
Right.
Like is what the kids then said.
Which once again, that's some old people. It's a fucking snowstorm. These are little kids. Like you should be like, not even like open the door. Like, oh my God, come inside. Like immediately, like without even speech or permission.
Especially when they start the story with, this happens all the time. People fucking their cars. And, you know, growing up in Michigan, there were certain roads that I would drive on and there were always cars that slipped off those fucking roads into the snowbanks. And again, they said it was a sing-songy voice and every question that they asked, they said, you know, are you okay? Did your folks' carbs break down? Like what's going on? And all that they would say in response was, our parents will be here soon. Our parents will be here soon. Our parents will be here soon.
Right.
So they noticed that all the cats were hiding, which I don't, they claim that's odd based on.
It said that normally when they open their front door, they have to fucking shoo them away with their foot to keep them from running out, which I have experience with. The fuckers try to go
into the snow.
Yeah. Let them go. Yeah. The snow cats, snow leopards.
Yeah, exactly. They let the kids in.
They're 10.6. Mm-hmm. That's a Mac joke for someone. Yeah.
they let them in. They sit down on the couch. And, as soon as they came in and sat down on the couch, her husband started holding his head in his hands. He felt really dizzy.
He probably just gave him
I was about to say, maybe that's what's up.
Somebody sent him a box.
Yeah. They went to give him the cocoa. And as soon as they did this, this was the first time once they were inside, et cetera, that they saw the eyes.
Right.
So now they see that they have complete black eyes. All they keep saying is that their parents will be here soon. The husband starts to get fucking crazy bloody nose. Like all of a sudden, just like crazy fucking bloody nose.
I think the wife said he was not known for
He's not known to have bloody noses.
I think the kids are in the bathroom at that point too.
The kids are in the bathroom. Yeah. The power in the house goes out.
Right.
Once the kids are in the bathroom.
I mean, there's a snowstorm.
Right.
Power could have gone out.
Right. And their husband, her husband like calls her name and they walk over. It's fucking pitch black. And the two of them are just standing there holding hands in the hallway, staring at them.
Well, they're
not,
scared,
not doing anything. Yeah. And then finally the boy said, our parents are here. And they walked over to the door, opened it and just walked out into the snow. Her husband jumped up to shut the door, fell over. And they claim that when they looked out the window, they saw two men standing by a black car that was sitting idle on the road. At the end of the driveway, they were wearing black suits and were 6 feet tall, like really tall. So
that's some Men in Black.
That's straight, pure Men in Black shit. The kids get in the car.
I'm going to watch The Fringe again.
They waved to the parents, and the parents just stood there and stared at them, or the two men in black,
right,
stared at them. Nothing happened. They drove off. The power comes on a half hour later. One of the things I read said that they talked to everybody in the area and nobody had a power outage of any sort.
And their neighbors made fun of them because they're scared of Amish kids.
Seems weird. Right. Did you say the husband like kind of fell down?
Mm-hmm.
He ends up fucked up.
He's like getting a bloody nose and he falls down and then they're at the window like waving to the men. Like,
right.
That seems very odd.
Well, like it might have been the condensed story though too.
Right.
And it's old people. It's the middle of the night, 2 a.m. I don't know how much I'd fucking remember.
I would not. I mean, if I was fucking all dizzy and fucking laying down and my nose is bleeding, I'm not fucking going to the window waving at some dudes. Like,
so the husband keeps getting nosebleeds, goes to the doctor. They don't know what's wrong. He goes to another doctor and they say that he has a very aggressive skin cancer.
What happened with the nosebleeds though?
That is only skin found, cancer, right? What's that?
The nosebleed wasn't from skin cancer though.
No. But that's why you went to the doctor.
Just dry nasal passage.
But they said it's an aggressive, skin cancer, melanoma that is usually linked to like intensive outdoor living,
mm-hmm.
like athletes that train all the time outside, mm-hmm. people who work outside in the sun all summer long for years and years and years, construction workers, et cetera. That's who gets this type of melanoma, not this like fucking soft desk jock who never fucking goes outside. So even that was kind of odd. And then she simply said that she's got, nosebleeds and dizzy spells and she has other physical issues, which she doesn't want to disclose in the interview, but they claim that they let these things in. Power went out. They both got fucked up. They still have health problems to this day.
Is there any actual, like, has anyone verified that or talked to that couple? Like, is there like any actual,
well, somebody had because they interviewed it.
That was an interview.
That was an interview. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is you could say anything.
Right.
And you're just taking the word of the person.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't know. It just seems odd.
And I'll also post a link. There's a cat. I kept running into it and I didn't.
I think the cats all fucking died too, right?
Yeah, the cats all died like within
the fucking
a couple
cats
of days.
Disappeared and they found. Oh, because one of the cats' names is Pigeon.
Yeah, the cats were all gone within three days and they found Pigeon dead. Yeah.
That he had some kind of hemorrhage and fucking puked up blood in the front room.
So then the assumption was the other cats, they didn't all just go missing. They all died within a couple of days. But then there was also a thing called the Cannock Chase version in England. And I'll post a link to it. But there's a woman in 2014 who saw black-eyed children, talked to an investigator named Lee Brickley. And Brickley said that one of the reasons he started getting into investigating black-eyed children is because his family had seen black-eyed children in this exact area. And that this woman's description was like down to the clothing and the haircuts, like the same two children that his family had encountered like in 1982. So he ended up looking into the case and I'll post a link. He ends up sending a drone where this woman claims that she saw the black-eyed children because it was in the middle of the fucking woods in the middle of nowhere.
Watch that drone video.
And the drone video, there is like a little creepy gown wearing
person.
But
someone could set it up.
I mean,
it could have easily been set up, but if it wasn't set up, what the fuck was that person doing in the fucking woods?
In the middle of the fucking woods.
Because they show the drone shot and there's like nothing anywhere around. You're like, fuck, why would you be out there? And then they drop down to the tree cover and there's just some fucking creepy person moving around in there in like some white gown.
I mean, but you have and like we've always said, we like looking at the old stories because there's too many video editing programs. There's too many people that have the knowledge to edit things and everybody has the capability, you know? So, and,
I mean, in this, it's this
tough.
One,
like, I'm going to go out here and look for black eyed children. I'm going to send the drone out. Oh, look, there's a fucking crazy person in the gown.
But there's this one. Like, I mean, they're more elusive than Bigfoot. There's no fucking photos. There's no video evidence. I mean, if this is a thing that spiked in 2013, there should be some fucking CCTV cameras that caught him. There
and
should
maybe
be,
not. Maybe the power goes out.
Someone should have caught him with a fucking cell phone, but maybe they're too full of dread to pick up the phone. I don't know. There's
and the other thing is, like, we discount, like, I say on this one, there's not a lot of...
My problem is why? Why the fuck would kids do that? Like, unless it's, like, entertainment for demons.
Well, and they're not really
or
kids.
It's, like, doorbell ditching or something. Or aliens. Like,
the Men in Black thing's kind of a cool scenario. That's a cool because hook, they're maybe using some sort training. Of technology to giving people cancer, you know, some sort of weapon.
Right.
But the other thing is, like, you know, we discount, like, new things because, oh, well, technology, and you can do all the... Like, I can make up all kinds of shit and make it look real. But... We discount it, but that it, something has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, not everything is ancient or, you know, started in the
50s. No, that's true. Everything didn't have to start in fucking ancient.
It could have started in, you know, 2008. You know, it could have started in 2000.
Some albino that like black suits started a thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, we discount it. I honestly think, like, I don't know. I have a hard time. Like with like subjects like this, because which and honestly, why we kind of. Slept on this one for a long time. You know, a lot of listeners wanted us to do this topic. Mm-hmm. But I just have a hard time with these things because there's no, like I could say, or and we talked about it in the UFOs. I saw a flying saucer. I saw something.
But you're still a skeptic,
but it's still, well, not even that. Like I could be honestly like, no, that was that. And you just have to take my word for it or not. Like there is no evidence.
That's very much the case on this.
Anything.
I mean, even when we were texting each other to finalize our topics, at one point, Brent even said, like, we already talked about doing this one, but there's no information.
Right.
And we've probably said it on the show before. One of our sort of immediate tests is how long is the Wikipedia page?
Right.
And again, Wikipedia tends to be the last thing that I turn to.
Yeah. And you go on YouTube and there's 8 documentaries with 1 hour, 2 hour long, or there's 22 minute clips.
That's my order, you know, like, of operation. And that was like the thing. I go look at Wikipedia. I'm like, I don't know. Go look at YouTube. I'm like, there's a bunch of 15 minute videos. If there's not an hour long documentary made by fucking PBS, the History Channel, Nat Geo.
And then you can look at The Guardian. You can look at Snopes. You can look at all these things. And the
Murderpedia.
Tiny bits of information here and there.
But on this one, once I realized, okay, Wikipedia sucks. But let me just see what other links there are. And there's a fucking trove of them. There's
but I think it's because it's a lot of storytelling and like Wikipedia is not going to put
it
that
is.
On
no,
there.
No, 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 it is. Yeah. It's almost purely, it's like a fucking technological oral tradition going on.
We could start a website dedicated to finding black-eyed children and start posting stories on there. And I bet you the shit comes up on all these other things. Like, oh, this was a legit case.
Right. And a lot of it is, on, I mean, like, even the, like you'll read an article from ThoughtCo is a big one and it's got the 10 best cases and so forth. And to be honest, most of the cases that I ran into were originally posted on some subreddit somewhere. A Redditor is saying, holy fucking shit, this weird shit happened to me last night. They type out their whole story. And again, like Reddit isn't known, you know,
for scholarly articles. Right?
So, I mean, I don't know. There's no evidence. There's nothing concrete. There's no real even experts. There's like a book. And again, if it's from 96, and there should be more.
There's not a lot. And like I think we said it before on the show, our buddy Steve said, you know, if there's 5,000 stories of abduction, but one of them is true.
Right.
It fucking happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that could be the case. You know what I mean? Well, the 74 one, the weird one.
Basis like for my chemtrail fight against you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it happened in Arkansas, one fucking plane sprayed shit up there, it exists.
Yeah, if it happened one time, it does exist. Yeah. You know, so like, so that's the hard thing to go off of. But I don't know. I have a hard time with these because of there's no... I'm a very logical fact person. And if you can't show me,
You can't,
I can't feel it. You know, like I don't know what to think about it. Like I'm just like,
it seemed a lot of like ghost story, campfire story.
Yeah, it's a ghost story. Like it's a, you know, you tell
modern
your
day ghost story.
And I honestly think too, like as I've gotten older and I've dealt with issues and stuff, you know, like you start figuring out like your brain is fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. If you think something is real,
right.
It's fucking real. Yeah. It's real to you, even though nobody else can see it.
Yep.
It's fucking real.
Well, I at least wanted like the Jersey Devil. There was the mom telling the story about walking up to the fucking fence. Unless she's a paid actress and they made a mockumentary or something, which would fool the fuck out of me, honestly.
Right.
But there was no, that's what I wanted. Can we talk to the old people? Was there video footage of them talking to retell their scary story?
Right.
Most of these cryptid things there are. The Chupacabra, the Mothman.
Yeah, yeah.
All those
even the Chupacabra.
Things,
yeah, the Chupacabra seems not real.
There's people talking about it. There's dead cows. There's fucking dead goats.
Skinwalkers.
Yeah.
But okay, let me throw this out. Not that I believe this, but I'm going to put this out there.
Okay.
If they are linked to the Men in Black,
right,
the Men in Black would be aggressively intimidating people to never speak about it.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Just putting that out there.
That's what
just
I'm saying
putting
about,
that out. I haven't seen that in any of the arguments, but if someone did have a bunch of photographs, a Man in Black would show up the next day, threaten their fucking livelihood, take the phone.
That's how I feel about UFOs,
and then
man.
There is no longer.
Do UFOs have to have fucking headlights? Like, why do we see them at all? We wouldn't see that shit if they didn't want us to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it was gonna be top secret, like, oh, we're spotting them top. Why do they have their headlights on? Like, they can't fucking fly around without lights.
Yeah.
They can't just zip in and out of fucking dimensions and shit.
Yeah. We have stealth bombers. They don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Lights were on. They were doing all these fancy colors and shit. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Why they have Christmas lights on top of their fucking pie tins.
All I know is I have to pop my nose.
The one I saw didn't have lights.
We need quiet for this.
Nobody ever believes me when I do it, so I don't know what
I've done it on here before.
Prove I'm not doing anything else.
Mm.
You can't.
Because people think I'm clicking my teeth. People think,
no, you have to do it like this. You have to like
put from
your
up
hands
here.
Up.
Yeah, do that.
Do it like
because
and I'll open my mouth so you can see I'm not clicking my teeth.
Yeah. Well, you eat it.
Oh man. Yeah. That's good. That's funny. Yeah, no, I got nothing.
I just can't. I don't pop my nose. No. So I got I pop everything else. I guess I don't know.
Have you ever had the boner pop thing that happened?
Fuck no.
No.
You
never popped a boner?
No.
You never popped a boner?
I popped a boner, never popped a boner. Like, if I could broke my dick.
I had a pop
I know
down
people
there.
Have.
I had a pop down there one time, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's your dick knuckle.
I don't know, man. That's fucking scary.
Sponsors?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of dick knuckle, we have a social media winner. He's a real dick knuckle. Felipe Hinojos. Yeah, Felipe Hinojos for episode 358. Todd Kohlhepp. I think that's how we were saying that, right? Mm-hmm. Philippe. Is it Philippe or Felipe? F-E-L-I-P-E. Could be either.
Could be either.
Yeah.
Just Philip.
Fallopian.
There you go.
Yeah. He knows hose. Fallopian, he knows hose, is going to get a t-shirt for sharing on Facebook. Thank you for doing that. It's a big help to us.
He no going to work here anymore.
Yeah, he's not going to work here anymore. But we're going to send him a t-shirt. So when Frankie Pigeons hit you up for your info, give it out because a t-shirt's coming back in the other direction. Also, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. You can get it on the internet. You can get it on eBay. You can get it on Amazon. You get it at the grocery store. You can get it at the little Mexican market. It's probably at a restaurant that you frequent. It's probably at the taco truck. If it's not, you should tell them about it. If it's not there after you tell them about it, just start bringing your own or go someplace that does have it because that's how
that's
we feel about it.
It's garbage taco truck.
Yeah, they're fucking up. So if you haven't tried it yet, go check it out. Even if you're not a hot sauce person, we have time and time again, I see people that say they weren't even a hot sauce person, but we drilled it into their head so much. They fucking tried it and now they're a hot sauce person because we fucking told them to try it. So you'd be surprised. Sometimes when you're a grown up, things taste different. Go try onions again. That's the other one. You might like it. Also, thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to printdirtcheap.com to get printed goods. If you have a business, a band, a podcast, something that requires a printed good of
a
some
wedding.
Sort, a wear. Yeah, wedding invitations. Yeah, we're not throwing that out there. There's all kinds of reasons you can contact Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to their website and you can use code SOFAKING to save some money when you do that. The bigger the order, the bigger the savings. That's their motto.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. I need to do a refill order this week. I need to go do a count. So, Jimmy, that's coming your way, sir. Thank
and I
you
got
for,
my I got my swag, Jimmy, and it's dope.
Damn, you got a bunch of swag. Let's see who your favorite is. Yeah,
fucking dope. So I'm eager. I'm eager to start wearing.
He actually made me a t-shirt. It was a thought that counts. He made me a guitar pedal shirt. He made me like a big muff shirt, but it was like, I don't know, man. Whatever brand shirt it was a large, but it looked like it's medium, and I couldn't wear it.
It's the Bella Canvas. You have to get a size bigger.
Yeah. Even then, though, the arms were like short. I can't do it. It made it look like I was trying to be Mr. Bella Buff Canvas guy.
In that way. Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah. It was strange. But Bella the Canvas shirt was sick, tall. Though. It was a big muff pedal, which is pretty awesome. I do have a big muff pedal on my pedal board.
You got a big muff, too.
He tried. Yeah. Huge muff. Yeah. My muff is huge.
That's why they call you the Muffin Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the Muffin Man. It's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you live on Muffin Man Lane.
In other news, you can buy shirts from Jimmy D's Tees. He does make shirts for you, or he already has pre-made shirts that have whatever he wants on them. That if you like them, you can buy them. So check him out, Jimmy D's Tees across social media, and that's his website as well. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They do our mugs. Those are on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. Thank you to everyone that buys merch. That's a one way to support us, as well as Patreon, which Brad's going to tell you about right now.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. And you too could be getting a box with a decanter and a glass in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, those started to go out. Just so everybody knows, I'll just say it right now. If you got one of those, the glass fits in the box with everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's got it out separate on the side. I had to break and re-glue those fuckers by hand before sending them out to make that glass fit in there. So everything will fit in that box. They just couldn't ship it that way. And also, someone posted a picture of the front of the box. Like, that front of the box is all burned.
Yeah. I saw a picture with the glass in there. Like, it's supposed to be.
I think it was Tyler. Tyler. He messaged me and I said, hey, that fits in there. But yeah, the front of the box has the same insignia and logo that the bottle actually does. Yeah. It's blasted on the bottle, and the outside is actually laser burned on the outside. So, post your pictures as you get them. Thank you if you got that, because you really deserve it. That's our way.
If you haven't seen the pictures of them, go to the Facebook group, the Unofficial SK Ultra group, by searching that on Facebook, and you can see pictures posted there. And those are for the people 200 and above got whiskey glasses with special logos on them. The new ones they have a decanter in a box. That's pretty cool.
The people that looks donated good, 500 for their lifetime. And they also got that 200 glass. So the glass that came with the decanter is the 200. Cause obviously they would have gotten that at that level had we been doing that. Yeah. So, and we're going to keep doing that. As long as everything's available to be sourced. And as long as you guys keep supporting us, we'll try to keep giving back. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Yep. And, so if you're on Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast, join in the conversation there. As I've said on the last couple shows, I'm going to be more relevant on there. Dave's been on there. So I am at Raised with Wolves. Dave is Kid Nugget 606. And Brent, you're Sofa King Brent on there?
Yep.
Reddit? Okay. I forgot you last time.
The Fallopian He Knows Hose is actually watching live right now, and he he won. That's never happened.
He Knows Hose.
Yeah. He's like, yes, I fucking won. Yeah. Sweet. Congratulations, Fallopian.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to @SofaKingPodcast. As you heard earlier in the show, somebody just posted, not even on our stuff, they posted on El Yucateco's post, and I felt the urge to give them the hot sack. So, and Brent will comply. He will send that.
I will not fight. I will comply on this, but everything else.
He's a bitch.
Yeah.
So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, go there. I'm going to be more on Twitter. As I said before, I'm Raised with Wolves. We have Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave 1, cause he's a doorknob in there. And then Instagram @SofaKingPodcast. I already said, but I am Raised with Wolves on there. Also, I changed mine @SofaKingBrent, @SofaKingDave for our personal accounts. Also, check out the Captainist_SK Quotes, SofaKingPodcast Art Unofficial for what are they? Our little comic episodes, like, or the episode comic
Tyler Mott. Representation of us. Yeah.
Last one got a lot of love, the Crazy Horse one. People like that one.
It's because you were hot in that suit, I have to say.
Was
that? Yeah. If that cartoon representation is what you really
I've seen
look
somebody,
like in your suit.
Jeffrey Stevens, a friend.
I'm only slightly better than that shirtless pick, but only slightly.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Dave was sexy looking too.
I think they used Vladimir Putin's body or something on that picture of me. I'm pretty sure that was my head on Putin. I was on a horse.
That's even better. Yeah. That's a compliment, sir. Yeah. I mean, that man is a murderer.
I'm a fluffy dad bod. It's getting there. Yeah.
Check out @Hilgenfeld and also one of our sponsors, Jimmy D's Tees, as you just heard Brent talk about, go on there and like his posts. Helps us. You help our sponsors and it helps us. So yep. Whatever you can do, it always we try and circumvent the love.
Yes.
Circumcise
mm-hmm. the love. Circumscribe. That's cutting it off though.
Circumscribe.
Shortening it.
Yeah.
Circumscrotum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Circumjerkum.
Circumjerkum. Yeah. That's it. The end song is a listener request. I don't know where Brent, did you put that out? People are requesting.
You know what? People. Did you use one of those?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I don't know if we said that, but we were going to try to stop ourselves from the inevitable that will soon happen. We're going to try to use songs. Like if you're a musician, or you have a friend that's a musician, if you want to start submitting songs, I don't know how we're going to go about doing that, but if you want to, I don't know, maybe we get a post in the group or something. I don't know. Maybe email us.
Figure something out. It doesn't mean it's going to go on.
Yeah.
Ultimately it's my judgment. Mm-hmm. But if it's worthy, I will put it on.
Yeah.
With an end song. Yeah. I mean, if you're garbage, like literally the band Garbage, probably not going to make it.
Right.
But this song is White Noise by Killer Rob featuring Ali, I want to say.
Yeah.
The name is spelt weird.
Her stuff was good. I was feeling it. More,
one of the listeners, niece and nephew.
Yeah.
So, it's good.
One of them is, I think one's 17 and one's 12.
Yeah.
That is
the end song. So White Noise. Killer Rob and Allie. Don't be a retard.
Haven't even slept a wink in 3 weeks. Sleep for the week, I peek at clean sheets. White noise on the radio and it repeats. Repeats like praise the Lord. Forget the chords, follow an accord to a great reward. The money and the fame taste great for a minute, and they stream at white noise, feels good when you're in it. But I would never be the one to do it. Never getting petty beef, only if the shoe fits. Move a couple decimals and make a few hits. But it started from the bottom, and I guess I thought you knew this. And I think that I'm belligerent. I've listened when it started and I'm hearing all the difference. Rappers now are ignorant. I guess that implies that they never were before. That's the old head inside. And if I'm 50 and I'm ranting like this, I'll get a grip. Or maybe I'll keep going on until I break a hip. That's better than the other side. Attorney in a worry. I'm rich up in a hurry. Being broke before I'm 30. I'm wordy when I'm writing. Hope I'm worthy. And I'm wary from these wary bars that got you in a blurred out scurry to the top. And I know that I might join, but I'll be seeming deaf to them, creating the white noise. What would I do without these free beats? Haven't even slept a wink in 3 weeks. Sleep for the week, I peek at clean sheets. White noise on the radio, and it repeats, repeats like praise the Lord. Forget the chords, follow an accord to a great reward. The money and the fame taste great for a minute, and they stream at white noise, feels good when you're in it.
Your cash is out of sight, got big overnight. At all of your shows, you be starting a fight. You ain't big anymore, your songs never soar. Look up to the rich, cause now you are the poor. Killing with claws, ain't got nothing from claws. The press of the saws, you are the wood. You ain't do what you should, no more praise for the good. Killing these men, keep my chicks in the pen. I'm enjoying the pros and defeating my foes. Start all these beefs like I came from the streets. I know what I know, till my head take a blow. Y'all losing your jobs, hear the mother and sobs when their baby is dead. They did it for bread. Look at your clothes, no J's on your feet. Got the machines and they put on repeat. Life's not the same and you're done with your fame.
What would I do without these free beats? Haven't even slept a wink in 3 weeks. Sleep for the week, I peek at clean sheets. White noise on the radio and it repeats, repeats like praise the Lord. Forget the chords, follow an accord to a great reward. The money and the fame taste great for a minute, and they stream at white noise, feels good when you're in it.